Welcome to Bible Heroes Battle. I'm Nathan DeWilde.
And I'm Garrison Hayes. This is the game show where our contestants compete against one another to see who's worthy to face off against our Bible hero.
Looks like we have some good contestants today, Garrison. So, what I want to do is get your first name and your favorite fruit.
My name is Ben, and my favorite fruit is plums.
Plum. Okay. The perfect mixture of sweet and sour.
Okay. Let's get player two of the red team. Go ahead and take a step forward and give us your name and your favorite fruit.
Hi, I'm Christian, and my favorite fruit is strawberries.
Yummy. Well, let's see about our yellow team here.
My name is Paulo, and my favorite fruit is watermelon.
Ooh, I love watermelon. I love watermelon.
My name is Alex, and my favorite fruit is apple.
Okay, apple.
Good choice.
My name is Eliezer, and my favorite fruit is peach.
Ah, very peaches. Nice.
Okay.
My name is Lila, and my favorite fruit is melon.
Melon.
Oh,
okay.
Very nice. You like the category. I love it.
All right, Garrison, it looks like we have some really good contestants today. Why don't we move to round one? Name that hero.
In this round, we have four Bible heroes, each with three clues to help you guess who they are. If you guess correctly, your team will get 3 points. But if you guess incorrectly, you lose your turn and a new clue is revealed, making that Bible hero worth only 2 points.
Garrison, should we go ahead and reveal the first clue for each hero?
I think we should. Let's start with hero number one. Here's the clue. My name means the Lord is my salvation.
Okay.
Let's go to the next clue for hero number two. Jesse was my father's name. Hero number three. I was a chief tax collector in Jericho.
Ooh.
And hero number four. Zebedee was my father and also a fisherman. Oh, those are some good clues.
Let's get into it. So, Ben, you'll start this out for us so you can take a step forward and then pick what number hero you want to guess.
I think number two is David.
All right, number two. Is number two David? Let's check our yes-no machine to get the answer. Yes, it is. 3 points to the red team.
Let's look at the other clues on that one, just so that we can see for those at home in case they didn't know.
Sure. So the second clue was I was known for playing the harp.
Yeah.
I think you may have gotten it if you got that clue. And clue number three, King Saul tried to kill me because he was jealous of me.
Let's go ahead and get rid of that hero for now. So, we have three heroes left. So go ahead and take a step forward. And which number hero would you like to guess?
Three.
All right, three. And the clue for three was this. I was a chief tax collector in Jericho. Who do you think this Bible hero is?
Zacchaeus.
All right. Ooh. Guess is Zacchaeus. Let's ask our yes-no machine. Is it Zacchaeus? Yes, it is. Well done, yellow team. So that's 3 points for the yellow team. And let's go ahead and reveal the other clues. Clue two is this. I gave half of what I had to the poor. That's very noble. And clue three, I was a short man, so I climbed a tree to see who?
Jesus.
That's right. Well
All
done.
All right, that's another hero gone.
Bye-bye.
Only two heroes left. We're going over to the blue team now for player number one. Go ahead and take a step forward. Which hero would you like to guess?
Number one.
Number one, the clue is my name means the Lord is my salvation. Who do you think this Bible hero is?
Joshua.
Okay, is it Joshua? Yes, it was.
Good job.
What a great guess. Very well done. Well, let's look at the other clues while we're here. Clue number two is I was a military commander.
Yeah.
And clue number three, I was the successor to Moses. Well done, blue team.
We're going back to the blue team. Player number two, we have only one hero left. Will we be able to knock this out and do what's never been done in Bible Heroes Battle before and get rid of all the clues before we even go all the way back? All right, what would you like to guess?
John?
All right, so the clue was Zebedee was my father, also a fisherman, and you guessed John. Well, let's ask our yes or no machine. Is the answer John? Yes, it is. Well done,
good
blue team.
Job.
Another 3 points. Let's look at the other clues. Clue number two was I was also known as the beloved disciple. And clue number three, my brother James and I are known as the sons of what?
Thunder.
Thunder. Very good. Very good.
All right, let's go and send the fourth clue away. You all did so well in this round. My question is, Garrison, how many points did each of our teams get?
That's a good question. So let's start with our red team. Our red team got 3 points this round. Well done.
Good job.
Next is our blue team. Our blue team got 6 points this round. Well done, blue team.
Good job. Let's give a round of applause for when these teams get points. Yeah, good job, blue team.
Last but not least, our yellow team. They finished this round with 3 points. Well done, yellow team.
Good job. All right, now it's time to go to round two. Create the scene.
In this round, our teammates will compete from two different stations. There's draw the scene and craft the scene. At draw the scene, our contestants will draw what they see on three different cards for their teammate to guess what they are drawing.
And after they've drawn three different Bible scenes, I'm gonna grab the cards, shuffle them up, come over here, you'll pick them yourselves, and then you're gonna craft one of those scenes. So they're gonna be the same exact three scenes that they just drew. Now remember, at this part, your teammate can only guess the scene that you're crafting, and you will only get one guess at that part. All right, are you guys ready to battle?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We're gonna start with draw the scene, and you'll pull the first one. And remember, you're all drawing the same one. You got it? Go for it, battle.
All right, it looks like they're ready to go. Yellow team is drawing something nice. Okay, I see.
Team blue.
I see both.
Moses in the river?
Is it Moses in the river? No.
Team red?
Jesus in the storm.
Is it Jesus in the storm? Yes, it is.
Good job, team red. That's 1 point for team red.
1 point for team red. All right, well done. We will move on to the next scene on the next card, and go. Okay, looks like Team Yellow has a similar approach to last time.
Team Blue.
Noah and the Ark.
Is it Noah and the Ark? Yes, it is.
Well done,
Team Blue.
Good job, that's 1 point for Team Blue.
We have one more scene for our contestants to draw, and go.
They're going fast.
Like we're going here. I see.
Team red. Right.
Adam and Eve.
No.
Is it Adam and Eve? No, it is not.
Keep drawing.
Keep going. Well, it looks like Team Blue is drawing someone maybe inside of something here?
When Paul was in the jail?
Is it that? No, it is not that. Let's keep going. I see that Team Yellow's
seems like somebody's falling into something.
Maybe falling.
Team Red.
Joseph! Joseph getting pushed.
A little more.
A little bit more.
Joseph getting pushed into the... what was it?
Who pushed him, maybe?
His brother.
Ah, that's it. That's the one. Good job, Team Red.
That's 1 point for Team Red. All right.
And good drawing skills over here, Ben.
That wraps up the drawing part. I'm going to grab these. Now, don't look at them yet. Go ahead and grab one. All right, here we go. Let's battle.
So they're beginning to mold.
And you only get one guess.
You only get one guess. And it looks like our teammates have their flags in their hand when they're ready to raise their flag.
Looks like we got Putty smashing it down here.
All right, team. Team Red seems to be going for something very specific here. Let's see what we got. Team Yellow's looking. Oh, we have Team Red.
Joseph and Joseph's brother is pushing him into the well.
That is...
Correct.
Correct. Well done, Team Red.
Good job. That's a point to Team Red. Both stations did really well here. Now, we're going to change sides.
Our contestants have switched stations, and they are ready to go.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's battle.
They flipped over the card, and they are ready to start drawing. Looks like Team Red has gotten a little bit of a head start here. Are these salt shakers? No, maybe not.
No. Three of them. Team Red.
Three wise men bringing gifts to Jesus.
That is correct. Well done.
That's 1 point for Team Red.
Well done. All right, we have our next scene. Let's keep it going. Going.
Ooh. Moses and the commandments.
Is it Moses? Moses and the Ten Commandments is correct. Oh, well done, Yellow Team.
So fast. Good job drawing over there. All right, let's go to card number three.
All right, this one's going to be a little bit trickier. Let's see what they do. Team Red is drawing away over there.
Yeah, they have a lot on the board now, so it's hard to know.
What's what? I see Team Yellow making good use of their space. And there seems to be something...
Team Red.
Jacob disguised as Esau bringing soup to his father.
That is correct. Wow. Well done
very
to our artists
job.
And our guessers.
That's 1 point for Team Red. That was a very good drawing. All right, that wraps us up for this round. I'm going to go ahead and grab these cards. Go ahead and choose a card. Don't look at it yet, though.
Grab your... You want to get your flags?
Hold them down. Are you ready? Are you ready to guess? All right, here we go. Start crafting.
So now our guessers have their flags in hand, ready to raise their flag when it's time to guess.
And you only get one guess this time. And it's for your teammate.
Close attention to your teammate. Ooh, yellow.
Three wise men.
Is it the three wise men? Yes, it is. Well done.
Good job.
Well done.
That's 1 point to Team Yellow. All right. Our teams did really well in this round. But my question for you, Garrison, is how many points did each of the teams score?
That's a good question. Well, our red team scored 5 points. Well done, red team.
Good job. Let's give them a round of applause. Good job, red team.
Our blue team in this round scored 1 point.
Good job.
Well done, blue team. And our yellow team scored 2 points this round. Well done.
Good job.
To the yellow team.
All right. One team must now go to the couch of despair. And it will be Team Yellow.
Oh, you've done very well.
As you travel to the couch of despair, let's go to round three. Solve the verse.
In this round, your job is simple. You have a pile of words in front of you, and you must rearrange those words into a Bible verse as fast as possible.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go for it. And battle!
All right, they're getting all of the words out there. Looks like Team Red's going straight for the Bible.
Looks like Team Blue is going more with the unscramble approach. Team Red.
Exodus 23, you shall have no other gods before me.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Good job. That's going to be 4 points to Team Red.
Wow, that was quick.
Should we give them another one?
I think we should give them another one.
All right, let's go and have some more words for them.
What the? Where's their cage?
Away with you, words! All right, are you ready? Okay, just so you know, the pressure's on. I think Blue Team has to get this one to have a shot at winning. Are we ready? Here we go. Let's battle.
All right, Blue Team is ready to go. Red Team organizing as quickly as they can.
Ooh, they better be careful. I see some words almost crossing over with each other in the middle there. Okay, there you go.
Stay in bounds.
Red's breaking out the Bible.
I love the teamwork that I'm seeing from both teams here.
So competitive here. Looks like Team Blue is going for...
Got it.
Oh.
Gotta raise that flag.
There it is. Flag's up. Red Team.
Red.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Philippians 4:16.
That is correct.
Good job, Team Red. So, the question I have for you, Garrison, is which team has to go to the couch of despair?
Well, it seems, unfortunately, that even though they battled well, Team Blue will have to go to the couch of despair. Which means the Team Red will move on to the next round.
Round four, Testament Battle.
In this round, I will read a Bible verse and your job is simple. Guess whether it's from the Old Testament or the New Testament before your opponent. Now, if you get it right, you take one step forward. But if you get it wrong, you take one step backward unless you're already at the beginning.
You've been working together this whole time. You were a really great team. But now you have to face off against each other. Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
All right, let's battle.
You shall love the Lord your God. That's time.
New Testament.
Time.
That's time.
All right, let's go again.
He who has an ear, let him...
Old Testament.
I'm sorry, that's not right. It's from the New Testament. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant.
New Testament?
That is correct.
Go ahead and take a step forward. Good job. All right. He's making his way up.
He set the sea on the right side toward the southeast.
I don't know. New Testament? No.
No, that is incorrect.
Just stay right there.
For Moses writes about the righteousness.
I don't know why the Old Testament, because Moses.
No, that's the New Testament. Ooh. Incorrect. When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise? And the night.
Old Testament?
That is correct.
Go ahead and take a step forward. All right. It's getting competitive here.
Fulfill my joy by being like-minded. Having the same love, being of one accord.
New Testament?
That is correct.
Take a step forward. All right, it's okay. There's still time. You can get in the game here. I'm ready for your comeback.
And he did likewise for all his foreign wives who burnt.
Old Testament.
That is correct.
All right, you have one more chance. If he gets this one, Ben is going to win the game.
Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
New Testament?
That is correct.
Congratulations, Ben. You've won a Bible Heroes Battle pen.
And the chance to compete against today's Bible hero, Moses.
But don't worry, you still have a chance. You're gonna go to the couch of despair, but then the whole group is gonna come back and also battle against Moses. When we go to round 5, battle the hero.
In this round, your goal, your objective is simple. Answer as many questions correctly in as little time as possible. But remember, we will only take your very first answer.
So as the app goes, Garrison will read out the question and then you give your answer. Are you ready to see if you can get a mega pin?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's battle.
Where did Pharaoh's daughter find me?
Oh, quick. Fast.
Who alone could approach the
me.
Lord on the mountain? Who was on my side?
God.
That is correct. What did the scouts bring back?
Grapes.
That's correct. How long did we eat manna?
40 years.
Wow. What was my father-in-law's job?
He was a priest.
That is correct.
Good job.
How deep was the quail in the camp?
2 cubits.
That is correct. Where did we go after the Red Sea?
Sure.
Wow.
He's on a roll.
Where did I die?
Israel.
Ooh. Which month did we come out of Egypt?
Abib.
That is correct.
Good job.
Who did I make my enemies?
The Midianites.
That is correct. Who also prophesied in the camp?
Aaron and Bedad?
Oh. Wow. Well done. Well done.
That was a really good run. And now it's time to bring back all of those that got sent to the couch of despair to see if they can beat your score, Ben. You were all sent to the couch of despair, but you've come back to fight for redemption. How will you do against the Bible hero Moses?
Now remember, your job is to answer as many of these questions correctly in as little time as possible, but we will only take the very first answer that we hear.
So when the game starts, Garrison will read out the question and then you give an answer. Are you ready? All right, let's battle.
Where did Pharaoh's daughter find me?
Among the reeds.
That is correct.
Good job.
Who alone could approach the Lord on the mountain?
Me.
Good job.
They're on a good start.
Who was on my side?
God.
Good.
What did the scouts bring back?
Grapes.
Good.
How long did we eat manna?
40 years.
That is correct.
They're quick.
What was my father-in-law's job?
He was a priest.
Well done.
Good job.
How deep was the quail in the camp?
Two cubits.
Well done. Where did we go after the Red Sea?
Sure.
Wow. Ooh. Where did I die?
Moab.
That is correct.
Good job. You guys are on a good roll.
Which month did we come out of Egypt?
Abib.
That is correct. Who did I make my enemies?
The Midianites.
Who also prophesied in the camp?
Bedad and Medad.
Ooh. Last one.
Wow, that was the last one. Well, this one is going to be close, Nathan.
All right, all of you battled the hero of Moses. But the question is, did Ben win a mega Bible Heroes battle pin, or did the group outscore Ben and win their own Bible Hero battle little pins? Garrison.
This was very close. So let's find out if our group was able to win it all. Let's ask our yes or no machine for the answer. Yes, they were.
Congratulations, you guys won. Yeah, good job. Very good job. Don't worry, Ben. I know one of these days you're going to get the Bible Heroes Mega Pin. This has been a really good episode. Thank you guys so much for joining us. This has been Bible
Heroes
Battle. Want to try some Bible trivia? Can you guess the Bible hero before the clue is revealed? Good job. Tune in next time for more Bible Heroes Battle.